Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a stormy and wet Madison, Wisconsin. Nice weather, other than the rain and the storms, but it's warm at least. It feels spring-like out there. April showers bring in May flowers, I hope. And also, perhaps some of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Last couple days, featuring a couple of the Republican future hopefuls. Well, we know Donald Trump, he's hopeful he's going to win the presidency and get a get-out-of-jail-free card. But there are other ambitious Republicans. And yesterday, we announced a few of the policies of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. And today, we've been featuring the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. What a swell guy he is. You know, they're not afraid to put forth unconstitutional policy, you know, because that plays very, very well on the right.
Well, who's going to stop them?
Well, not the insurrectionist army, certainly. But you know who else is out there and would like to find a political home somewhere? Former Vice President Mike Pence. And he's out giving speeches. He's out on the college campuses. In this case, he went to the University of Virginia at Charlottesville. And you guys might remember, what happened in Charlottesville again? Oh, yeah, there was the rally, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. And, you know, I was invited down there at the time we were playing out in Charlottesville. And I'm kind of glad I didn't go because a woman was run over and killed, Heather Heyer, I think her name. Well, Mike Pence went to a memorial celebrating Heather Heyer and signed his name there. That's what he did. And then he gave a speech, how to save America from the woke left. Well, how do you save Heather Heyer, what, from the woke left? I don't think it was the woke left that left her dead.
On many sides.
Yeah, what the former president said about the good people on many sides. Well, I can't denounce what happened in Charlottesville because there were such good people. Also, let's not forget, when Joe Biden ran for the presidency, he said he was specifically inspired to run because of what happened in Charlottesville. Well, under that circumstance, the Young Nazis Association, run by Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, well, they're putting Pence out on the road, finding unpopular politicians, you know, and putting them in places where they're not going to be widely accepted because, I mean, no one really, really likes Mike Pence.
Flies do.
Well, yeah. The right doesn't. Trump doesn't. The Trump supportive don't. I mean, he's a man without a country, quite frankly. But let me jump into this article. Yeah, by Felicia. MSNBC reporting this from author Jahan Jones. Pence's comeback tour goes to college and quickly flunks out. I'm going to read a little of this commentary and reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been a politician adrift since he was cast from former President Donald Trump's inner circle for refusing to help overthrow the government in January of 2021. Or, as Trump looks at it, disloyalty. These days, the former vice president is a pariah in the mainstream conservative movement Trump leads, leaving him floating from group to group in search of anyone who will accept him. I called his old buddy Scott Walker. Hey, Scott, can you get me a paid speaking gig? You know, trying to sell a book and promote the concept that I'm a viable presidential candidate. And on Tuesday, he found refuge in a bunch of college kids who asked him to deliver a speech at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Pence took to his surroundings pretty quickly and did everything one would expect of a first-year student. He adopted the slang that made him sound foolish. He straight up lied. And he overstated his past experience to make himself look cool. Pence's speech was reportedly billed as How to Save America from the Woke Left. That's a rather silly title, given it was conservatives, not liberals, who called for Pence to be lynched during the January 6th riot for refusing to comply with their political demands. Nonetheless, Pence leaned hard on the word woke and the so-called wokeism throughout his speech, continuing Republican strategy of trying to poison slang popularized by the young. Black people today, by young black people today, the word is basically a conservative dog whistle for black stuff. But hearing Pence use it still gave off a cringeworthy old man talking to high schoolers vibe. Well, let's share it with you, our fair audience. We've got just a few minutes left in this hour. Let's go to the sound. I won't give you much, but here's a little broccoli. Mike Pence at the University of Virginia, cut one.
Closer to home, we appointed some 300 conservatives to our federal courts, including Justice Neil Gorsuch, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and Indiana's Justice Amy Coney Barrett. And for my part, I couldn't be more proud to have been vice president in the most pro-life administration in American history.
Well, we'll get to pro-life in hour number two. More from Mike Pence, cut two, at the University of Virginia, Charlottesville.
Our administration achieved the lowest unemployment, the highest household income, the most energy production, the largest trade deals, the most secure border, and the strongest military the world has ever known. But how times have changed. In 1 year, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made in 4 short years. Frankly, Democrats have moved so fast in the last 14 months, sometimes I feel like the left hand doesn't know what the far left hand is doing. But actually, it's heartbreaking to see. I mean, we have the worst border crisis in American history, and it's about to get worse as the administration looks to repeal Title 42. Inflation is at a 40-year high, and a new high was set again today, the month of March, 8.5% inflation, hurting American families and American businesses. Violent criminals have been virtually free reign in some of our largest cities. Our hearts broke this morning with the headline of the terrible violence that took place on the subway of New York, and our prayers are with the injured and the victims and their families. You know, one of the advantages of being vice president is I get to drive my own car again. One of the disadvantages is I get to pay for my own gas.
Joe Biden did that, right? Pence, you know, the world was going great while you were in charge, you and Donald Trump. And, you know, it was going so well, Trump just decided he wanted to stay with or without your cooperation. And when you didn't cooperate, man, the guy called for your head, or at least his supporters did. I mean, not so much your head, just your neck in a noose. Hang Mike Pence. That's what they said about the man. So I know he's going to pander to the college kids at the bequest of pandering Scott Walker, but ultimately you don't have a supportive audience. I mean, they might be clapping for you, laughing at your funnies, Mike Pence, but ultimately nobody likes you. Nobody wants you. You're never going to win elective office again. I mean, you can be a dog catcher in Indiana right now. So, you know, give all the woke speeches you want to give, but this is your field. It's the Ron DeSantis's and the Greg Abbott's and then, you know, white bread Mike Pence. And they all want to be your president. And they're showing you, you know, just what sort of leaders they might be. Come back. Hour two is next. More of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
You're going to be dead.